Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The scripture warns us that we are fighting against evil spirits we can't see. It actually mentions authorities of the unseen world. That word authorities, rulers. Now, how did Jesus establish protection for us from the devil? I'm finally to the point I want to get to make you understand. Now, first of all, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That's one of the reasons why he came. He did not just come to save our souls. He came to destroy the devil. 1 John 3:8, it says, the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. In fact, in Mark 3:27, Jesus said, I have been given the power to bind the devil and set captives free. This is how he said it. He said, who is powerful enough to enter the house of a strong man like Satan and plunder his goods? Well, someone even stronger. Someone who could tie the devil up and then take the goods in his house. He was talking about himself. Number two, though, is what I want you to focus on today. Jesus destroyed the devil's power through the church. Come on, repeat after me. Jesus destroys the devil's power through the church. Let's give God a hand of praise about that. In Matthew 16:18, listen to what Jesus said. He said, I will build my church, and the powers of hell, talking about Satan's kingdom, will not conquer it. Jesus' offensive plan to defeat the devil and to protect his followers is the church. Now, I want you to think about this. Jesus comes from heaven down into this world in a time where Satan is the god of this world. The devil is exercising his spiritual authority over the world. And Jesus comes as a little baby. Some of you will remember the Christmas story. What happens? Herod sends out his troops to do what? To kill Jesus, to try to find him. The wise men come and he says, oh, please let me know where he is so I can worship him, liar. He was going to do him in. But who was behind that? Satan. The devil. Every attack against Jesus was instigated by the devil himself through individuals. Remember, the Bible says we are not fighting against flesh and blood. You really need to think about this, because you may be fighting against people, but if you got up on your spiritual tiptoes and looked behind, there's a devil behind those people. So you are using the wrong strategy. You need to say, in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the Prince of Heaven, I cast you off of them. Leave me alone. In Jesus' name. Some of you rather just walk to human resources. You better tell them to keep their mouth off of me. Listen, folks, when you know the truth, you need to take matters into your own hands. You need to rebuke the devil. You need to tell the devil, you have no authority over me in the name of Jesus if you're a child of God. See, that's the authority you have in the realm of the spirit, and that's what I want to talk to you about. You have authority through the church in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus' offensive plan to defeat the devil and to protect us was through the church. In fact, keys of authority through prayer were given to the church in the realm of the spirit. That's what we're really dealing with, folks. We're dealing with spiritual forces attempting to stop us from promoting God's kingdom here on the earth. It's two kingdoms that are fighting. We're a part of the kingdom of God. That there's a real unseen kingdom of the devil that is fighting you, fighting your family, fighting your kids, fighting you on your job, fighting your finances. So you need to understand what's going on in your life. It's not just happening. These are spiritual attacks that you need protection from. It's found in the church. In Matthew chapter 16 and 19, listen to what Jesus says. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Keys represent authority. Keys can let you in and keys can lock people out. And he said, and whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. And whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Christ gave the church authority to permit or to prevent things from happening in the natural and spiritual realm. I'm going to repeat it again because maybe you didn't get it. Matthew 16 and 19. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven to happen. Whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven to happen. Jesus Christ gave the church authority to permit or to prevent things from happening in the natural and the spirit realm. You can see something going sideways and you say, oh no, I'm not permitting that to happen. In the name of Jesus. It's called intercessory prayer. When we pray, we have authority to stop the devil, to stop things. And we have the authority to start things, to permit things, but we haven't been using it. The church should be treated as the location of the habitation of God on earth. This is so important. You know, in the Old Testament, the Lord gave us this information. He said to the children of Israel, he told Moses, have them build me a house that I might live among them. And they built the tabernacle and God actually lived among them. He went with them through the wilderness. See, and today the church is God's designated place where he lives among us. He watches what time we get to church. Some of you don't care, but maybe you'll care now. He watches how long we stay. He watches to see what we are doing. Are we listening to his word or are we sleeping and napping or are we on our phones? Because he's here. He's here. The church should be treated as the location of God's habitation on the earth. His authority is in that place. This is the place he's chosen to meet his assembly, his body. The church is God's location appointed to bring salvation to the world. See, you need to start looking at the church as being his home office where things happen. See, the church is our home base for evangelism. You don't do that out on the street. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. He's talking about the church being his home base to do that. Jesus Christ stripped the powers of the enemy and he gave delegated authority over the spirit realm to bring protection to the church. It was for the benefit of the church. Listen, folks, his death on the cross defeated the devil's power. He made it possible to delegate authority to his followers, us. the members of his body. Listen to what the scripture says in Colossians 2 and 14. Through the cross, God stripped the rulers and the authorities of the unseen world of their power and made a public spectacle of them as he celebrated his victory in Christ. In 1 Corinthians verse 20, it says, this is Ephesians 1 and 20. It says, God worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Verse 21, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under Jesus' feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. And the Bible tells us that Jesus shared that authority with the church.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. We are living in perilous times, but I want to let you know something. God has protecting angels watching over us. And I just feel like I need to say that. One of my favorite scripture verses is Psalm 91. Let me read for you a few verses. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. He goes on to say, I will keep you from trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you, and with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. My friends, today, God is watching over us, so we have nothing to fear. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Christ's delegated authority came through the church. I'm trying to tell you something today, and what I'm trying to tell you is you need to be in church. You need to be a member of a local church because that's where everything is happening with God. God never meant for Christian Lone Rangers. That was a program on TV, Tonto and the Lone Ranger. Yeah, I think it went on for a few years. But it was just a movie, a program. God wants you to know you're not to be a Lone Ranger. You're not to be disconnected from the church. You need to be connected to a local church where God is moving, where God has given authority over the spirit realm. Yeah, give God a hand of praise. It's just the truth. Now, we're talking spiritual things here, folks. I'm talking to you out of the Word of God. The Bible says Jesus Christ was given authority far above all principalities and power and might and dominion. And every name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come. God's not changing his mind about the church, and he's not changing his mind about Jesus. He has put all things under Jesus' feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church. Spiritual authority is given to the church, his body. And that's why you need to be a member in a local church. And not just any church, the right church. One that believes the word of God. We got lots of churches out there. Many of them don't believe the word. Many of them don't follow the word of God. but divine authority and protection was established by God through the church. Now listen to this. In Ephesians chapter 4:8, when Jesus ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. He himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry and the edifying of the body of Christ. Jesus has given delegated authority over his church to the ministry gifts, to grant authority into the church. See, the Bible says he gave some to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachings. Why? For the equipping, to equip the saints to do the work of the ministry, to have the authority over the realm of the spirit. The Bible tells us in Luke 9:1, one day Jesus called together his 12 apostles and gave them power and authority to cast out demons and to heal all diseases. He gave them authority, and he gave that authority to the church. Listen to what he said in Luke 10:19. I have given you, my followers, authority over all of the power of the enemy. Folks, listen, we have authority over all of the power of the devil. Come on, you need to say that. I have authority over all of the power of the devil. Not some or most, but all. I can walk on snakes, that represents the devil, and scorpions, that represents evil spirits, and I can crush them. And nothing can harm me. Evil spirits must obey me. And if you really believe the scriptures, give God some praise on that scripture. See, in Mark 16:17, it says, these are the miraculous signs that will accompany believers. These are Jesus' words. They will use the power, listen, and the authority of my name to cast out evil spirits. We are living in a world of spiritual warfare. You better have the power to deal with evil spirits. And Jesus Christ received that authority from dying on the cross and rising again. God made him ruler over all the spirit realm. And the Bible says it was for the benefit and the protection of the church. Not Lone Rangers, the church. In Hebrews 13:17, it says, your agreement to your spiritual leaders is for greater authority. Listen to what it says. Obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as men who must give an account for your souls. The greater the submission, the greater the authority. Jesus uses his authority through the church, through his members, against Satan's attacks from the spirit realm. The Bible says God has put all things under the authority of Jesus Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church because we are his body. God protects us under the covering of the church. It's important for you to understand today, folks. You know what? I want to give you one more example and I'm going to let you go. The prayers of the church have power to obtain heaven's assistance. So yes, as children of God, we have individual authority in prayer. But I'm telling you, there is a spirit realm where you need to be connected to your church because it's far more powerful than one person. Listen to what happened. Once again, Matthew 16:19, listen to what Jesus says. He says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven. Whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. In Acts chapter 12 and verse 1, it gives us this example because Satan tried to kill the apostle Peter. He was the leader of the church at that time. Let me read it. About the time King Herod Agrippa began to persecute some of the believers in the church, say in the church. He had the apostle James killed with a sword. And when Herod saw how much it pleased the Jewish people, he had Peter arrested. Now you remember Jesus assigned Peter as to be the leader of the early church beginning with Pentecost. When 3,000 accepted Jesus as personal Savior and Lord. Verse 4 says, so Herod imprisoned him, placing him under the guard of four squads of four soldiers each, 16 soldiers. And Herod intended to bring Peter out publicly in a trial by Passover. But while Peter was in prison, the church prayed very earnestly for him. Come on, repeat after me. When Peter was in prison, the church prayed for him that he might be free. Let me tell you the rest of the story. Suddenly there was a bright light in the cell, and an angel of the Lord stood before Peter, and the chains fell off his wrists. And the angel said, get dressed, put on your sandals. So he did. And the angel said, now follow me. So Peter escaped following the angel. Finally, Peter came to his senses. It's true. This is not a vision. I am free. And when he realized this, he went to the home of Mary, the mother of John Mark, where there were many saints gathered together interceding for him. And he knocked at the door at the gate, and a servant girl named Rhoda came. And when she recognized Peter's voice, she was overjoyed. And she ran back to the group instead of opening the door. She said, Peter is standing at the door. And they said, you're out of your mind. So much for praying saints. They were interceding but not believing. Meanwhile, Peter kept knocking on the door. Finally, they opened the door and saw him. They were amazed, and he motioned to them, shh, they're after me. They're still trying to get me. Tell James what happened. So they did, and they took him to another place. Folks, Jesus Christ uses his authority through the church. We need to attend prayer meetings. We need to pray together. We need to change things together by using the authority in the name of Jesus. The church has been given that authority to permit things and to stop things. In case some of you don't know it, our prayer meetings have such tremendous success. We pray for someone, they get healed. We pray for something, they get a job. We pray for someone, it happens. Almost every week, you say, well, how does that happen? Because there is authority given in the church to permit and to stop it. You need to come and pray with the church so that God will move on your behalf. The Apostle Paul, he prayed that God would give the church the spirit of wisdom and revelation to understand these truths. And I pray the same thing today, that when Jesus said, I will build my church and all the powers of hell will not conquer it, that we understand we need to be connected in the church for God's greatest power to be released on the earth.
Thank you once again for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the Media tab and click on Audio. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part 6 of Defeating the Devil. Here's how. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
Thank you for listening to A Place to Grow. I would love to pray with you. I do not know your needs, but God does. Heavenly Father, We come to you today in the name of Jesus, asking you to meet every need of every listener. Save, deliver, protect, and provide for us. We place our trust in you. You promised if we call upon you, you would answer us. Thank you in advance for the answer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.